हरि ओम् नमस्सर्वेभ्यः वेल्कम् टु द क्लास् वी आर् वेरी सारी फार् द डिले इन् स्टार्टिङ्ग् टुडेस् क्लास् देर् सम् टेक्निकल् इश्यू द टीचर् विल् बि लागिङ्ग् इन् वेरी सून् रिक्वेस्ट् यू आल् टु प्लीज़् वेट् फार् कपल् मोर् मिनिट्स् वी विल् स्टार्ट् द क्लास् वेरी सून्.
नमस्ते, वी विल स्टार्ट द क्लास. वक्रतुंड महाकाय सूर्यकोटि समप्रभा निर्विघ्नं कुरु मे देव सर्वकार्येषु सर्वदा. सरस्वती नमस्तुभ्यं वरदे कामरूपिणि विद्यारंभं करिष्यामि सिद्धिर्भवतु मे सदा. गुरुरेव गतिर्गुरुमेव भजे गुरुणैव सहास्मि नमो गुरवे. न गुरोः परमं शिशुरस्मि गुरोर्मतिरस्ति गुरौ मम पाहि गुरो. असाध्य साधक स्वामिन्न साध्यं तव किंवद. रामदूत कृपा सिंधो मत्कार्यं साधय प्रभो. नमस्ते, ऐ प्रोफ्यूसली ऐ एम वेरी वेरी सॉरी फॉर द डिले. लेट्स स्टार्ट इट. वी विल जस्ट गो थ्रू what I wanted to cover today. If we cannot cover within the stipulated time, we will cover the next class. But thank you all for waiting. This class is 20 minutes late. There's some technical issues from my side. Okay. Let me start today. We are going to see a kosha called Kalpadruma, which is Sanskritam dictionary. So this is more an advanced dictionary. So if anybody in here, please let me know if you have. It will be good if I get some idea about who are using this dictionary. Have you ever used this dictionary, or just put it in the chat window, or in the question answers, that how many of you are using. Just if you have used Kalpadruma before, just give me an idea. But yeah, good. Okay, so I see some quite a few yes, so good, that's good. So let's start this dictionary. I mean, this will be more about Sanskritam, so I will not also talk more in Sanskritam, but I will try to go between back and forth between English and Sanskritam. So it will be I hope this session will be useful. Astu Prathamam asti shabda kalpadruma artat atra brihat padam ekam asti. एतत् देशीय देशीयस्थ समस्त कोश कोशाशेष शास्त्र संकलित अकारादि अकारादि वर्ण क्रम विन्यस्त शब्द तल्लिंग एकक्षणम् अत्र मम एकः दोषः अस्ति. तल्लिंग नानार्थ पर्याय प्रमाण प्रयोग धातु तदनुबंध अभिधेय सहित तच्छब्द प्रसंगित प्रसंगोत्थित वेद वेदांग वेदांत न्याय पुराण इतिहास संगीत शिल्प सूपकार शास्त्र. सूपकार शास्त्र इत्युक्ते कुकरी इति अर्थः. ज्योतिष तंत्राख्यान काव्यालंकार छंद प्रवृत्तीनाम अलक्षण उदाहरण प्रवृत्तीनाम लक्षण उदाहरण द्रव्यगुण रोगिणी दाने रोगिणीदान औषध इत्युक्ते मेडिसिन् इत्यादयः. स्मृत्युक्त व्यवस्थादि संयुक्त सर्वदर्शन मतानुसारी संस्कृताभिधान ग्रन्थः इति कल्पद्रुमः. इत्युक्ते इट् इस् क्वैट् एन्सैक्लोपीडिक्. इट् इस् विल् सी द डिक्शनरी. ऐ मीन् ऐ प्लान् टु एक्स्टेन्सिव्लि डील् वित् दिस् डिक्शनरी. So all of this Veda, Vedanka, Vedanta. So in last class I told we have to keep away from Vedas, but how Shalpad Koshakara he gives this with he deals with the Vedas part of it. We will go look into it. Veda, Vedanka, Vedanta, Nyaya, Purana, Itihasa, Sangeeta, Shilpa, Supakara Shastra, Jyotisha, Tantra, Tantrakhyana, all these things. Kavya, Alankara, Chanda, Pravriti Nama, Lakshanodaharana, Ityadeha. Kena Virachitaha, Shara Raja, Radhakanta Bahadurena. Etattu Puratana Koshahasti. 18, this is almost close to 200 years back. Apicha Panini Matanasari. Purvam Vayakaranaha Bahavahasan. Parantu Panini Eva Siddhanta Kamudi Grantat Param. Panini Eva Sarve Panini Meva Anusaranti. Itukte Panini was the, after Siddhanta Kamudi or Granta, Panini was the most studied grammarian. So Panini Matanusari Prateka Shabda Vyutpatti. So he gives a Vyutpatti according to Panini grammar rules. So you might also see Panini Sutrani Mula Grantha Atirikta Bahula Shabdartha Pramana Prayoga Paryaya Dhatu Pado Udaharana Dibihi. So he gives Dhatu Pada Udaharani and Nutana Sankalita Bahula Shabda Tadartha Tat Pramana Prayogadi Sahita. So he gives a Pramanam. So he goes to this Kavyani, all these things which I talked about earlier, Veda, Vedanka, Vedanta, all these things. He gives the Pramana and the Prayogadi Sahita. And Suprasasta Parishishtena Sa Sardham. So basically, this is from the first half of this, so that's why he says Sadham. But next, we will go into the detailed dictionary. Asto. Okay. Sabda Kalpadruma Granthasya Namakaranam. So Kimartham Sabda Kalpadrumaha Iti Nama. Etat Koshasya Sabda Kalpadruma Namakarana Karanam Etat. Swargiya Kalpadruma Sannidhane Yo Yaha Yat Pratyate Tasya Tat Praptir Bhavatyeva. So if you go to the Kalpadruma in Swarga, it gives, whatever you ask, it will give. So like that, here also he says, Sabda Kalpadruma Samipe Yani Yani Samihita Sabdadini Pratyante Tani Tani Avashyam Prapnuvanti. So if you go and ask Sabda Kalpadruma, whatever padam you want to know, it will give you the answer. So that is the reason he's given the name Namakaranam Sabda Kalpadruma. Okay, I have given Ataha Sabda Kalpavriksha Sadashayam Eva Namakaranam. He says, Sabda Kalpadruma is, okay, there is a question. Did he live only for 30 years, 1828 to 1858? No, he lived for long, but he took 30 years to compile this dictionary. Okay. The next, I'm just not going to go into all, read everything. I just wanted to give you a glimpse of Namakaranam here. Apicha Granta Paripati. So, before writing the dictionary, every author writes how you have to use this dictionary and all these things. This is very important for us because we want to learn the dictionary. So, I will just give you a brief overview of how to look up this dictionary, what he writes. So, Ataha, Paramaha, Param, Aham, Ataparam, Aham Etat Koshasya, Anukramanam Vishesha Niyamascha Vivranomi. He says this. So what is this? So I'll just start quickly read it. Basically, Tatra Prathamam Swaravarnadi Shabdanam Pare Halavarnadi Shabdanam Sheshe Yuktaksharadi Shabdanamcha Varnakramenaiva Yatastanam Prathama Vibhaktyantatvena Samstapana Akaryam. He says first he takes all this Akaradi to Shakaranta and also the Sanyuktaksharani, all these things, and then he gives a Shabda's form in Prathama Ekavachanam form. So far in the previous dictionaries we saw Apte and Monia Williams, they give the Pratipadikam form. This is one important distinction from what Apte and Monia Williams gives. He gives the names of the Shabda in Prathama Ekavachanam form. So Prathama Ekavachanam form we have to know to search this dictionary. Tadanantaram he goes సో ఆన్ అండ్ దెన్ తదనంతరం సకల శబ్దనామార్థక వాచక పదాని ప్రథమ విభక్త్యంతత్వేన ఏవ సమస్త ధాత్వర్థవాచక పదాని సప్తమి విభక్త్యంతత్వేన లిఖితాని. సో అండ్ బేసికలీ హీ సేస్ ధాతు ఫర్ ఎగ్జాంపుల్ భూ సప్తాయాం ఇస్ దేర్. సో సప్తాయాం ఇస్ సప్తమి విభక్తి ధాతుపాఠే అపి తథైవ అస్తి. భూ ఇది ధాతు తదనంతరం సత్తాయాం ఇది అర్థే ఇది అర్థ తత్ర సత్తాయాం సత్తా ఇది ప్రథమ ఇది తస్య అర్థ సత్తాయాం ఇది సప్తమ్యాం అస్తి తథైవ అత్రైవ అత్రాపి లిఖతి పాణి ధాతుపాఠం అనుసృత్య నా పరంతు అన్య ధాతుపాఠ ఏకః అస్తి వక్ష్యామి అనంతరం. ప్రత్యేక ప్రసిద్ధ శబ్దోత్తరం తదీయ పర్యాయాః దేశభాషాస్థ తథా ప్రత్యేక ధాతు అర్థానంతరం తట్టీకా ధాతుదీపికోత్త వ్యాఖ్యా పదాదీని. ధాతుదీపికా ఇది ఏకా టీకా అస్తి అహం వక్ష్యామి అనంతరం తద్ దక్ష్యామః వయం. అస్తు సో ప్రథమ ఏకవచనం విభక్త్యంతత్వేన సంస్థాపనం అకార్యం ఏతత్తు బహుముఖ్యమస్తి. తదనంతరం ధాతు అస్తు కంత పరిపాటి అత్ర అస్మిన్ కోశే వభయోర్ అభేదః అస్తి అత్ర. సో హీ వకార అండ్ బకార దిస్ కోశ రాధాకాంత దేవ ఇస్ ఫ్రమ్ ద వంగదేశ ఇట్స్ ఈస్టర్న్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా. సో ఇన్ ద ఈస్టర్న్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ఇండియా ఇఫ్ యు నో దర్ ఇస్ ద వకార అండ్ బకార దే డోంట్ హ్యావ్ ఎనీ భేద. సో వభయోర్ అభేద అస్తి తత్ర ఓష్ట్య దంత్య వకార ఇది ఉచ్యతే తత్ర తేన ఓష్ట్య. హీ సేస్ ద వకార ఇట్ సెల్ఫ్ హ్యాస్ టూ డిఫరెంట్ వేరియేషన్స్. వన్ ఇస్ ద ఓష్ట్య వకార అండ్ దంత్య వకార. బట్ ద ఓష్ట్య వకార వీ కాల్ ఇట్ బకార అండ్ ద దంత్య వకార దంత్యోష్ట్య వకార వకార ఇది ఉచ్యతే. పరంతు వంగదేశే ఇది వంగదేశే ఉక్తవర్ణానాం అనుచారణ భేద అభావ ఇది. విశేషత వకారద్వయస్య ఆకారోచ్చారణ భేద ఆకారోచ్చారణయోర్ భేద నాస్తి. సో హీ సేస్ వకారద్వయం. సో బేసికలీ హీ హిమ్సెల్ఫ్ సేస్ దట్ దే ఆర్ టూ వకారాస్ బట్ ఫర్ అస్ ఇట్ ఇస్ బకార వకార బట్ హీ సేస్ దర్ ఆర్ టూ వకారాస్ దట్ భేద ఉచ్చారణం అండ్ ఆల్ దీస్ థింగ్స్. సో హీ టేక్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పెయిన్స్ టు మేక్ దట్. ఐ విల్ గివ్ యూ ఎగ్జాంపుల్స్ టుడే ఇట్సెల్ఫ్ వకార బకార వే భేద. సో హీ టేక్స్ లాట్ ఆఫ్ పెయిన్స్ టు డిఫరెంట్ స్ట్రైట్స్ డిఫరెన్షియేట్ దట్ బట్ ఇన్ మెనీ కే ప్లేసెస్ హీ interchangeably uses vakara bakara and all these things because of Bangladesha influence. And then that's all he that's what he says here. I mean I've just given the big explanation which he gives here. Okay, so I have given the anveshnaya. These are some tips I've given. So shabdaha prathama ekavachana roopam upayujya anveshtavyam. So in the shabda కేసెస్ ప్రసిద్ధ పర్యాయ పదాని విశిష్ట పర్యాయ పదాని ఇది పర్యాయ పదాని సంతి. అపి చ పు పుం ఇది పుల్లింగ, స్త్రీ ఇది స్త్రీలింగ, క్లీ ఇది క్లీబలింగ. క్లీబలింగ ఇత్యుక్తే నపుంసకలింగ ఇతి అర్థః. వ్యయః వ్యా ఇతి ఉచ్యతే అవ్యయస్య. యస్మిన్ స్థలే పంక్తిద్వయేన పతితా స్యాత్ ప్రథమ పంక్తి శేషే సమరేఖా చిహ్నం. ఇత్యుక్తే ఇఫ్ ఇట్ గోస్ బియాండ్ వన్ లైన్ హీ పుట్స్ అ డాష్ విచ్ వీ ఆల్సో డూ నౌ. ఇఫ్ వన్ వర్డ్ యూ హ్యావ్ టు స్ప్లిట్ ఇన్ టు టూ హీ పుట్స్ అ సమరేఖా చిహ్నం లైక్ దిస్. అండ్ దెన్ ఐ విల్ టాక్ అబౌట్ దిస్ స్టార్ పుష్పాకార చిహ్నం. అండ్ దెన్ యాజ్ ఐ సెడ్ బహుత్ర ద్విత్వం. ఓకే దిస్ వన్ ఐ విల్ లిటిల్ బిట్ స్ట్రెస్ ఆన్ టుడే. సో ద్విత్వం. సో దర్ ఇస్ పాణిని సూత్రం కాల్డ్ అచోరహాభ్యాం ద్వే. ఇట్ ఇస్ రైట్ ఆఫ్టర్ దిస్ సూత్రం కాల్డ్ ఎరోను నాసికేను నాసికోవా. సో ఎర అచోరహాభ్యాం ద్వే వాట్ ఇట్ సేస్ ఇస్ అచ్ అనంతరం రేప హకార స్థ చేత్ తదనంతరం స్థితస్య వ్యంజనవర్ణస్య ద్విత్వం వికల్పేన భవతి. ఇత్యుక్తే వవల్ దర్స్ అచ్ వర్ణ తదనంతరం రేప వా హకార వా తదనంతరం ఎర్ వర్ణ కిమపి అస్తి చేత్ ఎర్ ఎర్ ఇత్యుక్తే హకారం వినా सर्वे व्यञ्जनानि तस्य यरस्य द्वित्वं भवति विकल्पेन तर्हि परन्तु अस्मिन् ग्रन्थे सर्वदा द्वित्वं भवति इत्युक्ते कर्म इति चिन्तयतु कर्म इति ककारः तदनन्तरम् अकारः अस्ति अच्वर्णः तदनन्तरं रेपः अस्ति तदनन्तरं स्थितस्य मकारस्य द्वित्वं भवति कर्म पूर्व इति सो दिस् इस् वन् आफ् द इम्पार्टेण्ट् थिङ्ग्स् इन् दिस् डिक्शनरी यु हाव् टु रिमेम्बर् सो दिस् द्वित्वम् आल्वेस् विल् हेपन् सो इफ् यु हाव् टु सर्च् फार् कर्म यु हाव् टु सर्च् फार् के कर्म लैक् दिस् अण्ड् देन् पूर्व इति तदनन्तरं वकारबकारयोरभेदः उदाहरणं बृहत् सो इफ् यु हाव् टु सर्च् बृहत् समटैम्स् इन् द डिक्शनरी आर् बृहत् बृहत् फार् बृहत् शब्द यु हाव् टु सर्च् बृहत् and purvam it will be there so purvam so these things you have to remember but as you start using the dictionary you will get used to it so etattu bahu mukhyam asti dvitvam apicha vakara bakarayor abheda astu astu idanim vayam kosham prati gachhamah ekakshanam Okay, let me अस्तु इदानीं दृश्यते किम् अस्तु दृश्यते सो शब्दकल्पद्रुमा इट् इस् इन् द संस्कृत संस्कृत डिक्शनरीस् इट्स् एस् एस् के डि 1822 एण्ड् शब्दकल्पद्रुमा ऐ एम् गोयिङ्ग् टु गो इन् टु इट् सो इफ् यु सी द नम्बर् आफ़् पेजस् हियर् इस् 3164 पेजस् इट् इस् क्वैट् बिग् राजाकान्तदेव शब्दकल्पद्रुमा इति तत्र गच्छेम अत्र प्रथमं ऐ विल् गिव् सम् फ्यू वि विल् जस्ट् go and look at some words and how he describes the words I generally start with the rama shabda but this rama shabda here if you go it goes into pages and pages and pages so I will start with some shabda deva if I say deva it will not be there it will be deva is there it is a dhatu so devaha we have to search devaha इदानीं किम् अस्ति अत्र देवः इति अपि अस्ति तदनन्तरं प्रिण्टेड् बुक् पेज् इति अस्ति अनन्तरं पश्यामः अस्तु देवः पुं पुल्लिङ्गशब्दः अस्ति अनन्तरं व्युत्पत्तिः दीयते दीव्यति आनन्देन क्रीडति इति देवः प्लस् अच् इति कश्चन प्रत्ययः अस्ति देव प्लस् देव अच् इति प्रत्ययः तद् कश्चन तद्धितः प्रत्ययः अस्ति कृत् प्रत्ययः अस्ति दिव इति धातुतः अच् इति कृत् प्रत्ययः अस्ति ततः देवः इति आगच्छति इदानीं देवता इति तस्य अर्थः तदनन्तरं झटिति यथा मनुः मनुस्मृत्य मनुस्मृतेः मनुस्मृतौ अस्ति अत्र देवान् ऋषीन् मनुष्यांश्च पितन् गृह्याश्च देवताः इति कश्चन पङ्क्तिः अस्ति तत्र मनुस्मृत्यात् देवता इति अर्थे अत्र मनुस्मृत्यां सो हि गिव्स् देवता वेर् मनुस्मृति इस् कोटेड् एण्ड् देन् नाट्योक्तौ राजा इति सो इन् नाट्यशास्त्र इट् इस् देवः इस् नथिङ्ग् बट् राजा इति अमर इति अमरः so this okay one thing is previous Apte and Monier Williams they had to invent English words for that but Shabdakalpadruma he doesn't have to do anything he doesn't give any of this koshakara he does not put any of his own substance in the dictionary at all his job is to collect references from all this and put it all together in front of us so he doesn't have to invent words okay what does this mean in this language and all these things he just have to collect all the details and then give it in front of us it is just a compilation not of a compilation of words and where the devatas are used, but that itself is a big task, and he does this wonderfully here. And then ityamaraha, and then Amarakosha, he gives the verse name, verse number, and then Raja. And then he, for Raja, he this Yata Kadambari. So in Kadambari, it Devaha is used in the Artaha, is used in the meaning of Raja. So he gives that, quotes that particular verse here. So here, Deva Padamula Mayata Iti. Again here, if you see the Sarva is here, so Dvitvam is happening here. So the Sutram is Achoraha Bhyam Dve. Okay, and then Megha Iti Mejini. So in the first class, I told you about dictionaries. Mejini is a Mejini Kosha, Mejini Graha Iti Kastana Purushaha. So he wrote this Mejini Iti Koshaha. So in that, he says Megha is given as one meaning for Devaha. And then he gives Yatha. Again, as soon as he gives some meaning, he immediately gives some pramanam. Yatha Mahabharate iti. So Yatha Mahabharate. And then he quotes the exact shloka number and all these things. I mean, this is an amazing compilation. We'll spend quite some time in this dictionary. And then, astu, kechittu deva shabdena indraha iti vyachakshate. So some people says Deva is Indra, and then Paradaha iti Raja Nirgantha. So basically that's another dictionary, Raja Nirgantha iti. Astu. Then Brahmananam Upadhi Vedaha Yata Smritihi. So then he goes into the Smriti, Smriti Grantha, Deva Purvam. So here see the Purvam, he says Purvam Shabdha. Is Deva Purvam Narakhyam Syat Sharma Varma. Again here there is Sharma, there is a dvittvam here. Sharma Varmadi Samyutam iti. So in the Smriti he gives then. And then he gives another meaning, Ritvik. Yatha Rigvede. So Rigveda, he goes into the Rigveda. So last class I told Moni Williams gives a lot of references from the Vedas, but we have to keep away from this. But here, the Koshakara here is actually a traditional scholar. But why does he give from Rigveda? The question is, so Brahma Devanam Padavih Kamiinam, he gives that quote. And then he says, again here, Devanam Stotrakarinam Ritvijam Iti. And then he says, Iti Tadbhashe Sayanaha. So whenever he quotes from the Vedas, he doesn't quote directly from the Vedas and he says, I know the Vedas, this is the Artha in the Vedas. He goes to the Bhashyam, Veda Bhashyam, Sayana Bhashyam, and then he says, this is what it means, this is what Sayana is quoting, the meaning of that word in that, in the Veda. So this is very important. You can't just take the Vedas and then say, okay, this is the meaning in that. It may not work that way. So you have to go to a proper Bhashyam or Tika or something and then come. These are Granthas, it's Aporishe Granthaha. Last class I told about all these things. Okay. Okay. And then kayasthadinam paddhati vishesha. So he says kayaha. In the, what it's some sharira avayavaha kayastha itukte some parts of the body. So tasya vivaranam kayastha shabde drashtavyam iti. So and then he says there is another meaning for the deva. It's in trishlingesho api bhavati. So adjective. So basically in the previous apte kosha I said a is for adjective which comes in trishlingesho api bhavishyati iti. It'll three itukte Trishulingeshu api bhavati iti, data iti, jyotaita. Astu, this, after, if you see this particular double danda, it means he completes one context. So whenever you see double danda, it means the context is complete, some new context is coming. So that is one thing which you have to remember. Yatha Rigvede, again, he says, Agnimile Purohitam. And then he says, again yagnasya data deepayita. So again he says tad bhashye sayanah. So he doesn't just quote from randomly quote from a Veda and just say, okay, this is what it means here. That's not the pramanam. The pramanam is from the bhashyam of Veda, Veda bhashyam. And then Vishnuhu yatha Mahabharate. Again Mahabharata, he goes into the tika and then he goes all through this and then eko deva iti mantra varanat iti tad bhashye shankaraha. So he quotes Shankaracharya's bhashyam there again for all these things. So this koshaha, this dictionary is very very elaborate and also very encyclopedic. He goes and reads, say, this is from that bhashyam of this particular thing and shloka verse and all these things. So he's this scholar, a well read scholar, so he quotes from exactly from where you want to go and look at, and he doesn't give any of his own stuff into this. He's just a compiler. Okay. Okay, only 6 lines. I didn't understand that. Prayah sarve vedasya pramanam eva. Okay, so this is one thing, deva shabdaha. Let me go to another pullinga shabdaha, because this is one thing which you want to I want to give you how prathama ekavachanam is important. So let me go this sharngi. So sharngi iti shabdaha. Sharngi itite sharngin अत्र शार्ङ्गिन् इति प्रातिपदिकम् अत्र नकारः स्थापयति शार्ङ्गी तदनन्तरं नकारः पु इति इत्युक्ते नकारान्तपुल्लिङ्गशब्दः तर्हि शार्ङ्गिन् इति प्रातिपदिकं तत्र शार्ङ्गम् अस्य अस्ति इति व्युत्पत्तिः शार्ङ्ग प्लस् इनिः इनि इति प्रत्ययः इन् प्रत्ययः शार्ङ्ग शार्ङ्ग इन् this pratyaya is a tadhita pratyaya, in iti pratyaya. So in the sharanga, if you add this pratyaya to sharanga, the pratipadikam sharanga, you get the sharangin, and the prathamayakavachanam of that is sharangi. That's why he gives a nakara here and then he says sapullinga shabdaha. So this is quite clear. So when he says a nakara here, then it means that it's a nakaraanta pratipadikam, and then pu is pullinga shabdaha. And then he gives the meaning Vishnuhu ityamaraha. So he doesn't just say Vishnuhu and just leave it like that. He has to say, okay, this is in Amarakosha, it is Vishnuhu yatha raghuvamshe sa setum bandhayamasa plavagair lavanam bhasi. So and here it is sharanginaha is there. So he gives from the raghuvamsha and then dhanvi matram iti शार्ङ्ग शब्दार्थ दर्शनात्. I don't completely get this, but I don't know, this dhanvi matram iti शार्ङ्ग शब्दार्थ दर्शनात्. I don't know from where this is, but he's saying that iti शार्ङ्ग शब्दार्थ दर्शनात्. Okay, there was a question, what is raja nirghantaha meaning? So that is another koshaha, raja nirghantaha iti. In the first class I gave a list of lot of koshas, but this the Raja Nirgantha may or may not be there, but that is another kosha. Okay, so Sharangi I wanted to show. So basically he gives the meaning vyutpatihi, meaning, and then pramanam. This is a simple example of one word, vyutpatihi artha pramanam evam. Astu. Now we will just look at some Srilinga Shabda. Praja, I will just search. I've carefully chosen words because some of the Shabdas are quite big. So we will discuss about that in next class. So it goes, runs into pages and pages and pages for one entry. Okay, the apte gives the meaning of archer. So Sharanga is probably Dhanvi Matram is... an archer probably, yeah. Dhanvi is dhanuhu astiti. Okay, praja. So now this is a strilinga shabda. I wanted to take. So praja and stri, he says. Rakaranta strilinga. So prajayate iti. And then pra, jan, ఉపసర్గే చ సంజ్ఞాయాం. సో హియర్ హీ గివ్స్ ద పాణిని సూత్రం, ఉపసర్గే చ సంజ్ఞాయాం అండ్ హీ గివ్స్ ద పాణిని సూత్రం నంబర్ ఆల్సో ఇది డహ. సో ద జన్ ధాతు దర్ సమ్ ఇఫ్ యూ ఇట్ ఇస్ ఇన్ ద కాంపోజిషన్ ఆఫ్ సంథింగ్ ఇట్ గెట్స్ ద ప్రత్యయ డహ ప్రత్యయ. సో హీ గివ్స్ దట్ విత్పత్తి ఉపసర్గే చ సంజ్ఞాయాం పాణిని సూత్రం ఇది డహ. సో హీ సేస్ వై ద డహ కేమ్ డహ ప్రత్యయ. And then santatihi. So praja meaning santatihi. And then pitrumatra gana doshena praja vibhinna bhavati. So and then he says different types of santatihi can be there. Like because of the what characteristics the mata and pita have. Yata agni purane, and then he gives agni purane, the pramanam. And then the next meaning is janaha. ఇత్యమరహ. సో అమరకోశ సేస్ జనహ. అండ్ దెన్ ఈ సేస్ అగైన్ యథా రఘువంశే. సో ప్రజానాం ఇది. సో హియర్ ఇస్ ప్రజానాం. దర్ ఇస్ అ టైప్ ఆఫ్ హియర్ సో దర్ షుడ్ నాట్ బి స్పేస్ హియర్ బట్ ఐ విల్ ఆస్క్ దెం టు ఫిక్స్ ఇట్. అండ్ దెన్ ఉత్పత్తి ఇస్ అనదర్ మీనింగ్ హీ గివ్స్. అగైన్ హీ గివ్స్ యథా ఋగ్వేదే. హియర్ ఈ డజన్ కోట్ అ భాష్యం బట్ okay, so there are three meanings he gives: janaha, santatihi and utpattihi. So it might seem very lot of information here, but you have to just look at one of the important things I told last class also. Your goal should be moving away from Apte or Monier Williams as soon as possible. That soon as possible can be 10 years, 20 years, but you have to come to Sanskrit dictionaries, because if you say praja, you can now quote, you learn another new word, santatihi, janaha, utpattihi, ityadi. So if somebody asks you, okay, what is the meaning of praja, you should not go and tell, okay, people. So you can say santatihi, because that will help them to learn one more word, one more Sanskritam word. So this is useful. That's why a Sanskritam dictionary is useful, and it is always good. If I'm glad that some of you are already using it. I hope after this class you will quit English dictionaries and come to Sanskrit dictionaries. So that is the entire purpose of this course. Okay, daha katam prayogam atra. I am not going to go into grammar. Please ask your grammar teacher. Please don't ask me grammar questions. And if you want to learn grammar, Vyoma Labs has wonderful set of courses. Please join those courses. Okay. And I'm going to do vani. This is the ikaranta shabda. I am just taking some very few preliminary examples. Next class we'll go into deep examples. Okay, here vani is ikaranta strilinga. Here look at this va bani. He also gives va ba. So the vabayor bedha abedha. So he takes a lot of pains to distinguish between vani and bani, but for him it's actually a very difficult thing, because he was born in the Vangadesha, and it's very difficult to say, okay, this bani is not bani, it's vani. This vakara is this is a bakara and bakara shabda and all these things. So many cases he actually gets confused and he just puts the other thing, but he takes a lot of pains to do this vani and bani. Okay. So vani va nish iti pratyaha kastana stri pratyaha asti. And then the meaning is saraswati iti amaraha vachanam iti anyaha yatha markandeye iti. So saraswati, he doesn't give any pramanam, but for vachanam he gives something here. So here some vani should be there. Okay, veda vedet వదేత్ వాణీం ఇది. వదేత్ వాణీం. సో హియర్ వదేత్ వచనం ఇది అర్థ. ఇది శబ్దరత్నావళి వపనం అపి. సో వపనం ఇట్ ఇస్ వాణి ఇస్ ఐ థింక్ ఐ డోంట్ నో వై వాణి ఆర్ బాణి ఇస్ కనెక్టెడ్ టు వపనం, బట్ శబ్దరత్నావళి గివ్స్ దస్ అనదర్ మీనింగ్ వపనం. వపనం ఇక్తే షేవింగ్ ఇది అర్థ ఆంగ్లే. సో శబ్దరత్నావళి గివ్స్ దిస్ మీనింగ్. Okay, I might go maybe 5 minutes or more after past stipulated end time, but because I started late, I just want to finish a little bit more what I planned. So Vari, so let's take Vari. So Vari is a napunsakalika shabda, you all know. So this, he says Kli, Kli Mantra Shabda. Sowing also, isn't it? I don't understand what sowing, Vapanam is sowing, is it? I don't know. We'll talk about it in the question answer session. Okay. So Vari is a Kli. He says Napunsaka is Napunsaka Shabdaha. So we know Napunsaka Linga Shabdaha. So this is Vari, the Shabdaha. Varayati, Trisham, Iti, Vr, plus Nich, plus some Sutram, Unadi Sutram. He says Unadi Sutram, Iti, Yin. So this Vyutpatthi, so Kalpadruma is the best dictionary you can look for any Vyutpatthi. So he gives a detailed Vyutpatthi of all the Shabdas. So if you want to know which Pratyaya is there and all these things, and if you are learning grammar, Tadjita and Kridanta and all these things, Shabda Kalpadruma is the place to go to. He gives a very detailed Vyutpatthi of all the Shabdas. So you don't have to go to any other place. So Shabda Kalpadruma will solve the problem for all the Vyutpatthi of what you want. Okay, and then Jalam iti Amaraha. So Jalam, the Vari means water, you know, we know all those things. Yatha Manav Manuspratyam iti. So basically, if you are looking up this particular dictionary in the phone or something, it will be very dense and all these things. So that's why I'm breaking down so that you can just keep going. If, for example, if you start a Yatha, you can just keep going and down. Okay, Yatha, if you don't want to know the Pramanam, you can just keep going down and look for the other meaning. So Jalam Mityamaraha. And then Jalakridayam Varnaniyani Yatha. So he gives a lot of meaning. So basically Jalam is the meaning here. Is there any other meaning he gives? Let's take. Okay. And then Stavake Kusumam Hriveram Iti Hemachandraha. Hemachandraha is another Koshakara, with whose famous dictionary. So he gives some for Jalam, he gives Vari, he gives many meanings, stavaka, kusumam and all these things. Hriveram. Okay, Vapanam also means sowing seeds. Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, Vari is a rope for trying an elephant prisoner. Okay, I don't know. Probably you are looking up some other dictionary and telling that. Probably it is possible. I don't know what this Hriveram and all mean, but it's in Hemachandra. You can look up in detail. I am just giving you a simple overview of the dictionary entries. Okay, so we have done Pullinga Shabda, Sreelinga Shabda and Napunsakalinga Shabda. I will do only one Avyaya Shabda, Yatha. So Yatha is the one Avyaya Shabda, we all know. So it says Vya iti. Sadrishyam. Yatha itukte Sadrishyam iti artha. Samyam. So these are the two meanings he gives, and Tatparyayaha. So he gives other meanings, other synonyms for it. Vat. So here he gives the numbers also, vat, va, tatha, eva, evam, ityedadini arthani, ityete arthaha bhaveyuhu. So it can be also in the meanings of vat, va, tatha, eva, evam, ityamaraha. So he again gives a pramanam for that. And then he gives a pramanam, yatha uttara ramacharite. So he gives in Uttara Ramacharite. So basically, the general structure is Padam, Vyutpatihi, Arthaha, Pramana, Pramanani. So, and then Pramanam, after that he gives other, wherever the from other dictionaries give this meaning, that meaning, and he gives Yatha, Yatha. So this is a basic general skeleton structure. Word, Vyutpati, Artham, Tadanantram, Arthaha, Tadanantram, Pramanam. Evameva. But in the next class, I will go into some shabdas which are too big, and it is so much overwhelming. For example, Rama Shabda itself, it's so much overwhelming, which it will take so much time to understand the dictionary. So let me just give you a brief preview of Rama. Ramaha. So this Rama Shabda keeps going down, so big. Like if you see, he gives so much of references and all these things. We will discuss in detail about in the next class. I generally start with Rama Shabda saying Mangalavachaka, but I couldn't start with Rama Shabda because it will be too much for you to take. So it keeps going on and on and on and on about it. Okay. Oh, and Apte Yatha runs to pages. Apte Yatha runs to pages because he gives all the compound words also. Here also Yatha, you will see. Yatha. So Yatha also, he has Yatha Kami, Yatha Kramam, Yatha Jataha, Yatha Tam, all these things. Yatha also, here also, there are so many meanings. But Apte clubs everything, all the compound words into one, right? Into one entry. So that's why Apte gives a lot of things. Okay. So actually, this was what I planned. We can take some questions now. I can stay for some time. And if you don't have questions, you are free to leave. Sorry for the delay for today. I will make sure that from next class, I will be on time. Yeah, we don't get the Pratipadikam for the Padams in this dictionary. No, you don't get. But it's not very difficult, I think. Jyotihi, when I looked up Kalpadrama, it says Napunsakalinga and Pullinga. I was always under the impression that Krant Pratyaha is Trilinga, like Kirti. Okay, let's look at Jyotihi. Okay, Jyotis is the, he says Jyotis is a Napunsakalinga Sudha. So, okay, that is the one thing. And then Jyotihi, the Pullinga Shabda. Again, Jyotis, he says, okay. Agnihi, Ityartha. So, what was the question? Now, let me go on back and read the question again. Ktin Pratyaha. So, is there a Ktin Pratyaha here? There is no Ktin, right? Jyotihi, the Vyutpati doesn't say anything about Ktin. So I don't know whether why Jyotihi is a Ktin Pratyaha. It's not a Srilinga, no. Okay, another question was Vakar Bakara Dittam Kinchit Dosha Parantu. Okay, Vakara Bakara, I don't know what the dosha you're saying, but Vabha Yor Beda. I mean, the sutram, as I said, is only one sutram. It's Achorahabhyam Dve. There is another sutram, Anachicha, but he doesn't follow that much. But Achorahabhyam Dve, he follows the Vikalpa Paksha always here. If you want, you can go and look up Achorahabhyam Dve sutram. I want to ask something, raise my hand. Okay, sorry. Nandakumar, I will just let me unmute Nandakumar Menon. Yeah, please, Nandakumar Menon.
Namaste. Why? Listening to your class, I was also parallelly using my web to
search.
So when you were looking at Deva, I was also looking at Deva, but I didn't get as much details. I got just like in most of the other words, I was getting exactly as you were showing me.
So look at Deva. There is a lot of Deva Shabda. Deva, Devam, Devaha is there. So I was looking at Devaha, the Pullinga Shabda.
Oh, Deva. Oh, okay, okay.
Okay.
Okay. That's one question. Another question is, if he is not differentiating between Ba and Va, how will he apply the Sutram? Because Sutram differs for Ba and Va, no?
No, there's, I mean, whatever Sutram I told today, Achoraha Bhyam Dve, it's not for Ba. Ba. I just told only one Sutram today. The Achoraha Bhyam Dve is for any Yar Varna.
But Pratyahara will be different, no, for Ba and Va.
Okay, so the Yar is the Pratyahara which is applied there. Yar. Yar is all consonants except the Hakara.
Okay, that's for this particular word only. For some other words also.
Yeah, some other words, yeah, we'll come there. When we comes there, we will do it. I mean, he tries to do, do a very good job, but somehow, sometimes he gets confused. Because it's very difficult for them to, like, once they have hardwired into Vakara, Baha, Vakara, Vakara is Bakara. It is very difficult for him to just separate them both. That is very.
Okay.
He also formed here the Dhatu entries. Also, he follows a book called Kavikalpadrumaha. And the Kavikalpadrumaha was written by Vopadeva, who is also Vangadesha. He calls him Vopadeva somewhere. So basically, all this, they also have this Vakara, Bakara, Veda, Abedaha. So he refers to only those texts, and it's very difficult for them. We have to actually really be very grateful that he tries very hard to make the Vakara Bakara Bedaha. Otherwise, it's very difficult for us. He sometimes, actually, in the Bakara itself, he gives Vakara, Vakara Adishabdaha, all these things. So, difficult. But if you start using the dictionary a little bit, you will yourself figure it out.
Thank you.
Okay, any other questions, please? Okay, I'm just reading Mahodaya. The Dvittvam here in the dictionary is confusing, as karma is written Dvittvam. Why Dvittvam is followed in dictionary? Like, okay, that's the reason I told Achoraha Vyamdve, he follows the Vikalpa Pakshaha. You have to get used to it. Always Dvittvam happens here. Meaning of the sutra does Shabdakalpana give? No, he doesn't give the meaning. Meaning you have to go to some Vyakarana Pustakam. Okay. When Bengali chant Veda mantras, it is practically unrecognizable. Okay, good. Okay. Can we take a sentence from the known author and check how each word of the dictionary? We can do that. We can take a sentence from a known author and then check how the each word of this dictionary. Why don't you take, I mean, we this, I don't have to do it in class, right? You can do it in as an exercise yourself. If you want, I can do it later. Maybe if you will try again towards the end of this dictionary. Okay. Okay. Sharangi is Vishnu. Okay. Sharangam is the name of his Dhanush. You don't get the Vidpati of Sharangam when you look at Sharangi, right? Yeah, you don't get the Vidpati of Sharanga. So you have to look at Sharanga Shabda. Okay. Sharangam means bow, yes, correct. Okay. Sharangi ityukte kim? Sharangi ityukte Vishnuho iti artha. Vanamali gati Sharangi iti asti. Vishnu sahasranam. Okay, was it written by Radhakanta Deva or commissioned by him? Sponsored by him, written by other panditas? No, Radhakanta Deva did the compilation himself. So, in one important thing in our dharma, right? People don't people don't do some work and they steal their other work and put their name. It was not like that because people didn't even want to put their names, but if I say that Radhakanta Deva wrote the dictionary, it is written by him. Maybe he took some help and all these things, but he was the main compiler of the dictionary. Okay, good. I have gone through all, so let me go to Savita Sajjan. I see you raise your hand. Savita ji. Okay, you are not there. I am going to remute you. Okay, Vedaswaras, any comment in the dictionary? No comment in the dictionary about Vedaswaras. So, as I said last week itself, traditional scholars keep away from the Vedas. They do not want to just throw some random things from the out of the Vedas. Okay, take this, here it is, and all these things. So, because it's Aporisheya, they do not want to make any random comments about the Vedas. Okay. If there are any other questions, I will take it. Otherwise, we can end the class here. I see a lot of comments here. Sorry if I missed any of the comments. Astu. Atra samapayamaha. Swasti prajabhya pratipa paripalayantam nyayena margena mahim mahishaha. Gobrahmane bhyashubhamastu nityam loka samastha sukhino bhavantu. Again, I apologize for the late coming today. I'll make sure that for next class we are on time. Dhanyavadaha.